ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques that are going to help you create the life that you desire. Make sure that you connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. I'd love to hear all the comments. Many of you have been sending me emails sharing what the show or my guest has done for you, and I am so grateful that you're taking the time to share that with me. So, guys, keep those comments coming. I love it. Now, before we start the show today, I just want to take a special minute, and I want to say a very special thank you to my sponsors for helping me to help others. To learn about my sponsors, if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, you'll see where a little tab at the top says Radio Show Page. Click on that, and you'll see the sponsors there. And you can also see a list of sponsors on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So thank you guys for helping me help others. Now, the topic of the show today, I can't talk highly enough about this guest, and I love the topic. And that topic is fit kids, fit families. And my very special guest is my very good friend, Lisa Petty. Lisa Petty is an R-O-H-P. She's an RNCP, a health and wellness coach, nutritionist, Reiki master, writer, author, and radio show host who likes to keep her message simple and fun. She's a frequent contributor to health publications. Lisa is author of Living Beauty, Feel Great, Look Fabulous, and Live Well. She's appeared on radio and television shows throughout North America, and she's been interviewed by Body Plus Soul, Men's Health, Women's World, and Flair magazines. Lisa inspires women and men alike to wake up to the power of the choices that they make every day and how those choices impact their health and well-being. Her new health talk radio show, Lisa Live, broadcasts from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, on 820 CHAM, and it streams also online at lisalive.info. So for more details and to catch her show online, folks, go to lisalive.info. Her shows are phenomenal, the information she shares with you. So without further delay, let me introduce you to my very special friend, Lisa Petty. Are you there, Lisa?
I'm here, and I'm so grateful to be here with you today.
I have to brag about you, okay? Can I take a minute for that before we get started? I have to tell everybody, it was kind of divine intervention, Lisa and I meeting. I got a call from her to go on her radio show. Gosh, Lisa, what has it been, 2 years now?
It's about that, yeah.
I know. Gosh, seems like we've known each other forever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so I went on her show. We were talking about pet therapy. And she ended up doing her Reiki master, going through all the levels, becoming a Reiki master. I helped her with that. And when we were working together, she was just kept looking at me, and she was really seeing things about me that people had never seen before or discovered. Lisa is the one that found out and told me, made me aware that I was gluten intolerant. And Lisa was over this one day in our house, and I thought, I'm so proud of myself, the way that I eat, and I'm eating healthy. Well, Lisa, it was a different story when you went through our cupboards, wasn't it?
There's a lot on the countertop, I think, when we were done.
I know.
We were moving.
Yeah, and we did. We got rid of it. So, you know, I thought that I was such a good eater. Well, then when I found out I was gluten intolerant, and I didn't know, you know, dull headaches and all these symptoms I were having, I would ask, you know, the naturopath and different ones I worked with, there's got to be an answer for all this. No one ever told me about gluten and food intolerances until I met Lisa. So, guys, this guest today, she is so knowledgeable, and I just can't talk highly enough about her. So I really want to encourage you all to, you know, take this opportunity and phone in with your questions and ask your questions on the instant feedback area. Now, the number to call, guys, to ask your question to Lisa is 800-930-2819. And again, that number, 800-930-2819. And again, remember, you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. So, Lisa, let's just get into it right away, shall we?
Let's do that, because an hour isn't long enough.
I know, especially with you and I together. Yeah, we go on. Now, tell everybody, what's the first step when you want to get into shape?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because most people, and I'm talking to women particularly here, think to themselves, I'll love my body when, ... Yeah. I love my body when I look good in a bikini. I love my body when I can zip up my jeans. I love my body when I've dropped X amount of weight. And the problem with taking that approach to your health and to getting in shape and to becoming fit and to becoming healthy is that you don't have the proper motivation. Uh-huh. If you switch your thinking around and realize and honor the body that you have right now and actually make a conscious decision to love your body now, you'll find the motivation to honor your body with diet and exercise. Now, the problem, I can hear a lot of people, I can hear the minds all saying, oh, yeah, right. How am I supposed to love this body? What is there to love about my body? Well, take a moment right now and think about all of the great things that your body allows you to do right now. It doesn't matter what shape it is. It doesn't matter how heavy it is. It doesn't matter how strong it is right now. Just think of all the things that it allows you to do. It allows you to inhale and breathe oxygen into your lungs. It allows you to see all the beauty around you. It allows you to hear the birds singing or your kids laughing or your grandchildren playing. It allows you to taste food. It allows you to hug the people that you care about. It allows you to get up and walk out of the room when you don't want to hear me say you've got to start loving your body.
Yeah.
So your body is already giving you so many gifts every day, and if you value any of those gifts, then you can see the power in honoring that body, the body that houses all that is important to you, with the proper food and the proper amount of exercise that's going to, you know, keep you around for a long time for all of those people that you care about.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things, as you're saying that, you know, loving your body, our words are so powerful too.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I know, you know me, and I'd say, I feel so heavy. You know, I've got to lose weight. I feel heavy. And, you know, by saying I feel heavy, I was actually attracting that and keeping it there. And once I started visualizing myself smaller and, you know, loving every part of myself, that's where I started losing. And, yeah.
And the other thing that when you're talking about the power of your words, even when you say, I want to lose weight, well, what's the first thing that happens when you lose your keys? You go looking for them.
Yeah.
What happens when you drop a book that you're reading? You pick it up.
Yeah.
So we need to change even the way that we think about getting in shape. We need to just resist the temptation to think about losing weight because we'll find it again. Anything we lose, we'll look for it till we find it.
What
we want to do actually is focus on, as you did, getting healthy. Reaching a desirable dress size, you know, creating the body that allows you to run with your kids, you know, do the marathons that you've always dreamed of, that kind of thing. So really be aware of your language.
Yes, that's very important. And I know that in the past, that was a downfall for me. I would walk around years ago and I'd say, I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I did not know years ago, honestly, what I was saying. So I know, folks, there's a lot of you listening that are saying this. So I'm tuning into you right now. So change those words.
Well, just focus on whatever your goal is. Your goal is not to lose weight. Your goal is actually to be healthy. And to be fit and to be strong. So focus on what it is you want, not, focus on what it is you don't want. That's kind of crucial.
And, you know, Lisa, I share with our listeners a lot what's going on with me. And I was telling you earlier that you know I'm going to the gym 5 times a week again.
Congratulations.
I'm so proud of myself. And I'm saying no to a lot of people. I thought you would be. And I'm working with a personal trainer. And I got measured last night, folks. And in just 3 weeks, I've lost 3 pounds. And I've lost about 5.5 inches.
Yes, so, which is key. Know, and I want people to remember – the amount of pounds isn't what's important because, as we get more into our discussion today, we'll talk about this. Muscle weighs more than fat, and we want muscle. For lots of reasons, we want muscle. So the scale is not really part of this equation, but the fact that you've lost inches, that's amazing.
Well, and too, like I was mentioning to you, the resting heart rate has gone from 84 to 80 from the cardio. So that's, I'm happy with that. I want better health. I want to be more toned. There's national TV show appearances coming up for me and big stuff. So I want to be really looking that shape, but I also want the energy that goes with it. That's important to me.
Yeah. And I think that's for a lot of people, the energy is important.
For sure. Now, Lisa, we have to take a quick break. So can you hold that thought? And then
we're
good. Guys, when we come back, Lisa and I are going to explore more with you on how you and your kids and your family can get more fit. And as a reminder, you can call in and ask Lisa your questions. She's been a great mentor to me. The number you call is 800-930-2819. And you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
MaryJaneHelps.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is my very special friend, Lisa Petty. And today we're talking about fit kids and fit families. Lisa, can we get you to share your website with everybody?
Absolutely. Now, I have to tell you that my website is going under a bit of a renovation right now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But, yeah, so when you log onto my website, lisalive.ca or lisalive.info, which is the address she gave out earlier, you will go straight to the Lisa Live radio page on Facebook.
Okay.
And that's going to be my sort of stopgap page right now while my website is just finished its renovation, which should be up again next week. But if you go to lisalive.ca, you can go straight to the Facebook page and you'll get all the information there about upcoming guests, how to get in touch with me. You can become a fan of my radio show and then you'll get notification about what's going on, that sort of thing.
Good. And guys, if you just tuned in, Lisa is not only my guest today, she's a very good friend of mine, and she's been a real butt kicker in my life.
Yeah.
Is that that's a nice way to say it, right? Lisa,
yeah.
She's kicked my butt like there was no tomorrow, but I had it coming and I asked for it. But she's not mean, folks, so don't take it wrong.
But, hey, you've got a much smaller butt now, so there you
I
go.
Know,
it works.
I know. So, guys, what I want to point out to you is you can access Lisa and have Lisa help you like she helped me. Now, Lisa, how do you suggest people get in touch with you if they want to be coached by you? And again, people, Lisa does this over the phone, so you don't have to be in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, have this done. So, Lisa, what do you want to, is there a number you want them to call or email or?
You know what? If they just want to get in touch with me through the website right now, which I said right now is the Facebook page, lisalive.ca. That would be fine. We can get in touch that way and start a communication. And as you said, we do it over the phone, but there is some information that goes back and forth. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works.
We
can do, you know, food intake questionnaires and that kind of thing right over the computer. So it's
really and that's what you and I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you and I did that too. Yeah. This is just a thought, but do you have to have a Facebook account to access your page?
Well, right now you do.
Some people, people
you
may know
what? I'll give you my business number too. It's 905-321-2801 for anyone who wants to give me a call.
Okay, can you just repeat that one more time in case somebody was grabbing a pen there?
It's 905-321-2801.
Good, good. Okay, so now I know you talk about, you know, getting in shape is just not about food. So can you tell everybody what other factors play a role in weight management?
Well, I don't know how in-depth we can get into all of them today, but I'll list them, and then we'll go through them one by one and see how far we get.
Sure.
The first one is sleep.
Yes.
The second one is hormones.
Okay.
The third one is facing your addiction.
Yep.
The fourth one is portion control. See, we got all the way to that one before we're talking about food, really.
Yeah.
And the fifth one is exercise. And if anyone has been writing those down, you'll see that there's an acronym there, and the acronym is SHAPE.
Yeah, that's good.
So we're talking today about how to get in shape. And what's really important for people to understand is that being fit is a lifestyle. It's not about a diet. And so one of the key things that people can do to start creating a healthy body is to go to bed and get some sleep.
And that's all ages, too. We're talking kids
all
and adults.
All ages. all ages. Getting enough restorative sleep is the single most important step that you can take in improving your health and promoting a healthy weight for absolutely everyone in your family.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. We're talking healthy kids.
Yes.
How much sleep do they need to get? Like, you know, for age ranges and stuff like that?
Children who are still in school, so that's kindergarten to, we'll say, mid-high school, they need 11 hours of sleep a night.
Really?
11. And for every hour less than an 11 hours of sleep that a child gets per night is associated with an increased risk of overweight or obesity by the time they reach age 13.
Isn't that interesting? I did not know that.
So if your child is sleeping 9 hours a night, you have, you know, you are creating a situation where that your child's chances of being overweight or obese by the time they hit their teenage years has gone up.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's you know, I know I get a lot of pushback from parents, like, my child won't go to bed. Well, here's where I get a little bit into the tough love.
Yeah.
We have to remember who the parent is.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, you know, being a parent is sort of a benign dictatorship. We know better.
Yeah.
And so, yes, your child is going to push back a little bit and say, I don't need to go to bed. I am not tired. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, if you put them to bed on time so that they get the rest that they need after a week, you're going to see a child who's happier, who gets up easier in the morning, who doesn't have mood swings, doesn't have temper tantrums, focuses better at school. You'll see, you know, any child who's perhaps been labeled with ADD or ADHD, you're going to see their behavior improve. And there's lots of reasons, obviously, when you're sleeping, you get rest. That makes sense. But when kids are asleep, too, their bodies release growth hormone. And, you know, we all want our children to grow. Sleep is important to sort of balance out the hormones that are associated with hunger and feeling full. So there's all sorts of reasons that you want your child to get to sleep. And it doesn't change as we get older. In fact, some studies show that women who sleep less than 6 hours a night on average have significantly greater odds of obesity than women who sleep between 7 to 8 hours a night.
So, so you're saying adults should sleep about 7 to 8 hours then? Is that what you feel?
Absolutely.
For adults?
Yeah.
And, you know, as you're talking, I know, like, I think it's important for the parent to be an example. Walk your talk. And you don't stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning being on your computer, tell your kid to go to bed early. That's not, you know, that's where I want to point that out too. Y'all have to be an example to your kids.
Yes,
and get to sleep as well.
Absolutely. In fact, so we've mentioned kids, we've mentioned women, and men are also affected by sleep loss as well. It starts to impact morning energy expenditures, meaning they don't burn as many calories in the morning, and they have higher levels of ghrelin, which is the hormone that actually activates hunger. So your metabolism isn't working as efficiently, and you're hungrier in the morning if you're a man who hasn't got enough sleep.
Now, that's interesting. Lisa, you know my husband. And listeners, you've heard me talk about my husband, Ross.
Yes.
He snores. And Lisa, you know my dog, Willie, snores. Mm-hmm. So my night can consist of Ross snoring, and when he's taking a breath to breathe and that, Willie snores in that silent time, and then Ross snores. Then Willie starts again. So all night is a constant snore for me. And now I've got earplugs, you know, or I make sure I'm so worn out from the gym or something. Now, so a man that snores like that, he's going to have a bigger appetite, you're saying, in the morning because he wouldn't have had a proper sleep, right?
Yes. And someone who has a serious snoring problem should probably go to their doctor and you know, get the sleep test done to see if the snoring is impacting their breathing during the night, if they're getting restless sleep, that sort of thing, if there is a, you know, apnea or something like that taking place. And there is definitely a link between snoring, sleep apnea, and overweight and obesity in both men and women. And the studies are just starting to focus on these connections right now. We don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, but we do know that steward the relationship.
You don't know the answers of how to stop a little Shih Tzu from snoring, do you?
Put it out of the room. That's pretty much.
I can't do that. Any listener, please email me after the show. If you have a dog who snores, please email me at sue@asulondon.com. Let me know what your solution is. Besides listening to Lisa putting your dog out of the room, I can't do that.
Well, it's funny that you would say that because I had my puppy on my lap today and she was sleeping. She's breathing very heavily and I thought this better not turn into snoring.
Oh, but she's so cute. Lisa has a new puppy, folks, and she's just adorable. I'll babysit her anytime for you, Lisa.
I've got to keep that in mind.
Good.
And so people, too, I don't know how much more time we have, but
we're about 2 minutes more.
Okay, sleep deprivation studies, and as I said, like if you have problems snoring or you're not waking up well rested in the morning, talk to your doctor about getting some studies done. But studies show that people who don't get enough sleep have higher levels of stress, higher blood pressure, impaired glucose control, meaning that they're at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. That's combined with reduced insulin sensitivity, which is also a factor in type 2 diabetes. There's also increased inflammation in the body. So anyone who has an inflammatory condition, whether that's arthritis or, all of those different kinds of inflammatory conditions, those are also exacerbated by not getting enough sleep. And, of course, we all know that when we don't get enough sleep, we're more irritable, impatient, moody, maybe not as much fun to be around.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to ask you, we have about another minute we can touch on this before break. Oh, no, you know what? I think we're going to have to run to a break now. Hold that thought. What I want you to do when we come back is I want you to share with our listeners, okay, they've got kids that aren't sleeping. What can they do? Okay.
All right.
So hold that thought, folks, and we have to go to a quick break. And when we come back, Lisa will answer that question for you. So as a reminder, guys, you can call in and ask Lisa your questions, 930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Hello there. We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have Lisa Petty here inspiring you today to get fit. Now, Lisa, we were going to answer that question. Our kids are not sleeping. How can we help them? And if you can answer that, then we're going to take a caller, okay?
Absolutely. So okay. I will be brief. A lot of this we already know. Cut back on the sugar. Kids eat way too much sugar. It used to be, you know, I can't even remember what it used to be in the 20s, but it's now over 125 pounds of sugar a year.
Wow.
And we all know what happens to kids when they get their sugar. So if you're going to give them a treat, give it to them early in the day. Give them lots of water so they get that out of their system. And, of course, you want them to be active as well. Make sure your kids aren't getting caffeine. And I can hear people groaning and rolling their eyes thinking, I don't give my kids coffee. But you know what? It's in chocolate. It's in chocolate milk. It's in a lot of those drinks
Pops.
That are prepared for kids. It's in pop, absolutely. And if I could get preachy for a moment, please, please, please do not give your children energy drinks. They do not need them. And the FDA just released a statement saying that they are, in fact, dangerous for kids. So please don't do that. The other thing that you want to be able to do for your kids is help get their circadian rhythm fixed. And what that means is basically we're all on a sort of a time clock. We get tired at night. When it gets dark, we are more alert in the morning as the sun comes up. But with kids nowadays, because of their computers and because of the light bulb and because of TV and that kind of thing, we're pushing the day. We're making the day too long, and the brain is just a little bit too active at night. So cut back on those activities. Kids shouldn't be exposed to the electronics late in the evening. So maybe after dinner, let them read for a while or do something a little bit more relaxing. That'll be helpful.
Yeah. I know for me, when I'm on my computer late at night, if I have to work late, it does affect me, and I just cannot sleep.
Well, so you know what? In many ways, our children are, you know, just small adults.
Yes,
and
right.
Obviously, they need a lot different things than we need. But if it affects us, obviously, it's going to affect them. So we have to keep that in mind as well.
Good advice. Lisa, how about we take a call now?
Let's
Sound
take a
good?
Call.
Okay, we have Laura from Connecticut on the switchboard. Laura, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to Get Inspired.
Thank you. my question is, for a very long time, like years, I can't even remember since when, for some reason, I wake up in the middle of the night and I like have a sweet tooth and I'm like half awake and I go down in the kitchen and I start looking for some chocolate or something like that. It happens about 85% of the time. And I know it makes me sleep horrible. I'll get candy or a piece of cake or something like that. Do you have any idea why I'm doing this?
First of all, don't buy candy and cake, and then it won't be in the house at 3 in the morning when you wake up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I have found if there's nothing, you know, nothing like that, then I won't. And I'll be, like, bummed out, but I'll go back to bed, you know.
Okay, so that's the one thing. But you're going to be shocked when you hear my answer. Basically, I want you to eat a better breakfast.
Okay.
Because what's happening is, what do you have for breakfast typically?
I normally eat pretty good. I have like an egg wrap. I'll have like egg, tomato, and cheese either in a tortilla or you know, scrambled eggs and ham.
Okay.
Toast, wheat toast, and I have wheat tortilla.
Okay. Here's what is probably happening. When we don't eat consistently throughout the day, we start our blood sugar on a roller coaster that goes through peaks and valleys throughout the day. So many of us experience that right after lunch. We have a slump. We just want to put our head down and have a nap, right? And then we have something that perks us up again, and then we get a little bit drowsy after supper, and then we get a little bit more energized maybe mid-evening. Well, this roller coaster ride keeps going all night. And then what about 3 o'clock in the morning, your blood sugar actually plummets. It just drops right into the basement, which causes your adrenal glands to go into shock. Now, adrenal glands are the ones, they're responsible for your stress reaction, right, your flight or fight response. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, your body thinks you're being chased by a tiger. You are wide awake. You've got adrenaline rushing through your body, and there's no way you're going to be able to get back to sleep. So I think that the combination of your blood sugar has been on this roller coaster, and then you've also created this habit that when you wake up at 3 in the morning, you go have something sweet. So there's two things sort of going on there. So what I recommend that you do is have a good, solid breakfast. I recommend this for everybody. Make sure you have low GI foods, and those are foods that are filled with fiber. So you want to make sure you're having whole wheat, whole grains. You want protein with every meal, with every snack. You want to make sure that you're having some protein. That's another thing that helps to keep your...
I do eat a lot of protein. I'm sorry. Protein helps with what?
Mm-hmm.
I start with sentence.
Okay. You want to make sure you get your protein. You want to make sure you get your fiber. You want to make sure that you're eating something small every couple of hours. The other thing that you want to look at is all of your other hormones. We're not going to get a chance today to talk about hormones on the air, but we can just mention them. When your hormones are out of balance, for whatever reason, women, we have estrogen, progesterone, oxytocin we have to be concerned about. Men, the primary hormone that we need to talk about is testosterone. When they are out of balance with the other hormones in the body, and this can be related to insulin as well, can be related to blood sugar as well, when there's an imbalance there, it's going to cause all sorts of problems, including weight gain, including mood swings, including the inability to get through the night asleep. So there are different ways that you can work on establishing whether or not your hormones are out of whack. Can't really go into that on the air. You can certainly send me an email at lisa@lisalive.ca, I can get back to you about that.
I don't really know if it's a hormone type of thing, but maybe if I just, like you said, eat every couple of hours, eat something. I thought at one time maybe it wasn't because I wasn't eating enough during the day or something.
Yeah, it could be that too. It could be that your calorie intake isn't adequate. Very likely. It's not necessarily that eating at night is going to cause weight gain if your calorie intake throughout the day is what it should be for your body shape and weight and musculature and all that sort of thing. The problem with eating late at night is that it doesn't allow your digestive system to stop working and to do the cleaning up that it's supposed to be doing. So because your digestive system's active, you're not going to be getting as restful of sleep. Okay, does that help at all?
Yeah, when you were talking about something about the tiger, the roller coaster ride and that, were you saying that I'm continuing that by doing that?
You've got this roller coaster ride, because then what happens if you actually get up and eat, you start that process all over again. And so the next day you're going to wake up and it's going to be the same thing. So it's really crucial to get it under control. You might have one or two uncomfortable nights of you make yourself not eat. Get up, have a really, really good breakfast. Make sure you eat every couple of hours, and then cut yourself off from food about 3 hours before you go to bed. And if you feel like you're hungry, then have a drink of water. Because a lot of time we think that we're hungry, but really we're just thirsty.
I thought maybe if I ate right before I went to bed, it would help it.
No, probably not. Probably not. Try having a bigger breakfast and try having more substantial meals every couple of hours throughout the day and see if that doesn't help.
Lisa, can I share something with Laura?
Absolutely.
Laura, I've worked with Lisa, and Lisa pointed out to me, it was a habit for me. I was eating every night. I wasn't even hungry. I was just doing it. And, you know, you really broke me from that. What's that?
It tastes really good. It tastes really good all the night for some reason.
Yeah, but it's really basically coming down to a habit now, isn't it, too, Lisa?
Yes, it does. And so then your body's in the habit of waking up. And don't beat yourself up if it takes a couple of weeks to get through that, because, you know, it's usually about 3 or 4 weeks to establish a new habit. So if your new habit is getting up, having a sip of water and going back to bed, it might take some time.
I really feel like I have no control over it. When I'm halfway.
You can do it, girl.
You can do it.
If I can do it, anybody can do it.
All right.
Right,
thank
Lisa?
You.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Lisa, I can't tell our listeners how much, you know, I'm listening to Laura. And, yeah, wasn't I bad? Like, I would just eat for no reason. I was like, yeah, I better eat, you know, watching TV. And our family room was right next to the kitchen, so that was even making it worse, wasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, it is about habits, too. We think that our body is requesting something, but sometimes it is just a habit.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Lisa, we have to take a break in a couple minutes. I think what we're going to do, because we just have got so much to share, I'm going to keep you on for the full show. Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
Is that okay? Because I think we've got so much to cover, and the information you have is just so valuable to people. But before we take a break, can you give everyone that contact information? I know, about your site's not working, but where do you want people to connect with you? Can they hear your radio show, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. You can get in touch with me at lisalive.ca. Right now, as you mentioned, it'll go straight to my Facebook page, but you'll get all the information there. You can listen to my show at www.820cham.com. It streams online all over the world. We're Saturdays at 10 o'clock for an hour. I have guest experts on every week talking about everything body, mind, and spirit having to do with health and wellness.
And my phone number, that's 10 a.m. Eastern time too, right, Lisa?
That is correct. 10 a.m. Eastern time for an hour, yes. And my phone number, if you'd like to give me a call, 905-321-2801.
That's great. Now, when we come back, Lisa, I know the challenge I had. I'm sure there's others that have this. I thought I was eating healthy. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of parents out there that they're thinking they're giving their kids healthy food when they're really not.
Yes. So there's a lot of that goes around.
Yeah. So, and folks, this girl went through my cupboard and I thought I was healthy, and she cleaned my cupboards pretty well out, didn't you, Lisa? So when we come back, Lisa, what I thought I would like to do is touch on, maybe you can share some healthy foods to help our kids be healthy and for ourselves. Sound good? So guys, I want to encourage you, phone in and ask Lisa your questions. I'm keeping her on for the full hour today, guys. So the number you call is 800-930-2819. Again, the number you're going to call is 800-930-2819. And remember, you can also ask your question through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. I really encourage you, take this opportunity. This girl has changed my life. And just so you know, too, coaching, you can get Lisa to coach you like she coached me. She does it over the phone. And what a better opportunity for y'all. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and today I have my very special guest Lisa Petty here, inspiring you to get fit, to stop with the junk food, get exercising, and have more energy. Does that basically cover it, Lisa?
That'll do it. Yeah.
Okay, good. So I hope that, you know, you're something that Lisa's sharing with you today is going to change your life, because guys, this girl changed my life. I have worked with Lisa. She has kicked my butt and I've asked for it. She brought it on, and it was Lisa who actually was the first person in my entire life to tell me that I was gluten intolerant by the symptoms. Lisa, you knew even by looking at me, didn't you?
Well, it's quite common for people who have severe digestive problems,
yeah,
as you had, even
I did,
though
yeah.
You talk very much about how you don't have that problem anymore. The damage had
yeah.
been done.
Yes.
And, you know, it's something that a lot of people need to be aware of and talk to their doctors about as well.
Yeah, and so for some of you listeners that may not know my story, there was a point in my life, actually it was May of 1989, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And then I went through about 17 surgeries with it. And in 1996, intestine burst, and I was given 30 minutes to live. And the disease, I lost 3 feet of my intestine. The disease is now gone, but I did go through a lot of, like Lisa's saying, like I was dehydrated and I went through a lot of stuff. And so now the disease is gone, but I'm repairing stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
we have a caller to take very shortly, but can we just touch on the healthy foods we should be feeding our families for them to have the healthy weight, and focusing on what's the healthy snacks for our kids?
Okay, well, this is really simple and really difficult.
Okay.
Basically, when you're buying food for your family, what you want to do is think about how God made it and eat
okay.
things directly off the tree, straight out of the ground. You want your food to be as clean and pure as possible. So if it comes out of a box or a can, or a drive-through window,
chances are it's not the best choice for you. But if you pluck it off the tree or pull it out of the ground, or, you know, if it's your own fresh meat that you got from the grocery store or the butcher and you create your own sauces and rubs and that sort of thing to put on top of it, you know exactly what's going into your family's body. You're cutting down on a lot of added sugar, a lot of added salt, a lot of chemical ingredients that a lot of people are sensitive to and not even aware of it because they're pervasive in the foods that we eat. So if you go around in a constant fog, brain fog, can't focus, you're tired all the time, you have aching muscles, you can't get out of bed in the morning, those kinds of things indicate that there's something that you're eating that you're not necessarily allergic to, but your body doesn't know what to do with it. And so you're either storing it or you're just feeling the ill effects of it all the time. So very simply, eat as cleanly as possible and simple foods all the time. And we were talking earlier, too, about, trying to get the circadian rhythms for all of us, not just our kids, but for all of us back on track. And the hormones that control our sleep, as I mentioned, were melatonin and serotonin. And there are some foods that you can eat that will boost your serotonin levels. Those are things like bananas, brown rice, figs, legumes, which are beans like chickpeas or garbanzo beans in the U.S., all those navy beans, that kind of thing, potatoes, radishes, turkey. We hear about turkey, with the tryptophan, which is a precursor to serotonin, which is why we get a little sleepy after, Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Whole grains, that kind of thing. If you give your kids those things, they'll have the energy to get through the day, and then they'll be able to fall asleep better at night as well. So very simple and very difficult in this busy world that we live in.
Well, you know what? We plant a garden, and we make it a family thing. Even, our grandson, he's almost five now. He was out there planting the seeds, putting the peas in. And when it's the summer, all our kids come home, they bring their bags and they pick their food for the week. And that's, how we work here. Lisa, we want to take a call. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Chris, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for taking me, Sue.
Yeah. Well, ask your question away. This is your time now, my friend.
All right, my question is about stress, and I've been told this by a few people. As a matter of fact, years ago, I had a Reiki master tell me that because I am a very stressed person, and even when I have nothing to be stressed about, my mind is constantly racing. So my mind is always going a million miles a minute. And, this Reiki master told me, and then, a couple of other people have told me over the years that can also have an effect on weight and you hold extra water. Is that true?
Okay. Well, I won't speak to the water, but I will speak to the fact that when you have, stress, and we all do, it causes your adrenal glands, the two little glands that sit one each atop of each kidney. They're the ones, as I mentioned earlier, the flight or fight response. You have stress. They're squeezing out their adrenaline. They're also squeezing out cortisol. And cortisol is the stress hormone. And when you have too much cortisol in your system, it likes to accumulate around the abdomen. And what happens when you've got cortisol around the abdomen is it starts to turn the fat cells in the abdomen into fat-producing cells. So if you get into this cycle where you've got fat cells creating fat cells that are fed by stress, so that's a problem. And another issue for men as well is that when the cortisol levels go high, it suppresses testosterone. And testosterone is necessary for muscles. So when you start to lose muscle mass, men start to gain weight as well. It happens with the women as well. When we lose muscle mass, we get more fat. But that's a real crucial problem for men because the cortisol suppresses the testosterone.
And when you say suppresses, do you mean holds back? Is that what that means? Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's crucial for you to get your stress under control. And there are lots of different ways that you do that. And Sue will attest to the fact that I understand about you and your busy mind because I own one myself. And what you need to do, you have to get into some kind of mindfulness activity, whether it's meditation or Tai Chi or yoga or going for a walk every night. You need to do something to slow down your mind and just focus on a word or focus on the scenery around you, something like that. Get the brain to stop. And the other thing you can do is actually feed your adrenal glands, and you can do that with herbs called adaptogens, and they just help your body to cope with stress. So you would look for things like ashwagandha or Siberian ginseng. That kind of thing helps your adrenal glands deal with the stress.
Lisa, can I cut you off there? We only have 30 seconds left.
Okay.
What about, I had good stress and the symptoms you were talking about. Now, I took the 5-HTP. Is that something you would recommend for Chris?
The 5-HTP helps with the serotonin, so it helps to keep you calm. It will help you go to sleep at night. So if there's a problem going to sleep, that's going to help. But when you have really severe stress, you'll want the other one.
Okay, you know what? I feel so bad. You guys have got to connect after the show. We're out of time.
All right.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris, for your question.
And thank you, Sue.
Lisa, I love you, my friend. You are such a special part of my life. And thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge. You're just such a special gift.
Thank you.
So, guys, we're almost out of time here. I want to thank my very special guest, Lisa Petty, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please make sure you join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. I will be going down to Philadelphia, and if you're in the area, I may see you. And I'm going to be on a TV appearance on a show called Money Chat Today. We're going to be taping that on June the 27th, and I believe it's airing on Saturday, July the 2nd. So for more details, it's at moneychattoday.com. So, guys, next week, the guest is Dr. Nancy Marimer, and we're going to be talking about happy, healthy technology. So, guys, we're so out of time here. On behalf of my guest, Lisa Petty, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you the same time next week. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.